The Trump Organization has filed a lawsuit over a House panel's attempt to obtain 8 years of the president's financial statements, which the committee issued a subpoena for last week.
Lawyers for the Trump Organization are arguing that the subpoena could expose Trump's confidential financial information and that it's lacking legitimate legislative purpose.
Plus, the latest details on a series of fatal bombings in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. And the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on gay and transgender employment rights. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our story on the Trump Organization, here are some other top stories we're following. U.S. and Indian authorities had warned Sri Lanka of a planned attack with the backing of an international terror group, according to The Wall Street Journal, weeks before a series of bombings on Easter Sunday that killed at least 290 people and left hundreds more wounded. Sri Lankan officials say some of the suicide bombers and others they've arrested have been linked to a radical Islamist group they had singled out to police as possible attackers after the foreign warnings. No one has publicly claimed responsibility for the attacks. Authorities in Sri Lanka have arrested 26 people. The country remained under curfew on Monday night. The government has also blocked social media services, including Facebook, saying they encourage the spread of misinformation. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear 3 cases on gay and transgender employment rights and whether existing law protects LGBT individuals from discrimination on the job. It's the first time the court is taking up major LGBT issues since legalizing same-sex marriage in 2015. The Wall Street Journal's Jess Braven has more details.
The issue is one that's been teed up for several years now, which is whether existing anti-discrimination law of the United States, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, covers sexual orientation or sexual identity. Lower courts are divided over whether it does, and the Supreme Court's role is to resolve that difference. It's going to be a very, very significant case, however, because we have two relatively new Trump appointees, including one, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who succeeds Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was really the leading force on the court for gay rights over the past 20 years.
The Supreme Court is likely to hear oral arguments on the cases in the fall. President Trump says he's not concerned about impeachment as Democrats plan to discuss their next steps after the release of the Mueller report last week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has previously opposed pursuing impeachment in statements made prior to last week's release of the redacted report. Democratic presidential hopefuls have been split on the issue. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has called for impeachment proceedings, but others have been more cautious. For the latest details on Democratic talks, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The Trump Organization is suing Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, over the panel's request for 8 years of President Trump's financial statements. Joining me now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus. Rebecca, this move adds another layer to what's already been a contentious fight. Tell us about today's filing by the Trump Organization and why they're looking to block this attempt from the House panel.
So we saw the Trump Organization today file a lawsuit against both Elijah Cummings and this accounting firm, Mazars LLP. And what they're trying to do is block a subpoena that the committee filed last week against the company seeking 8 years' worth of Trump's financial statements. So the lawyers for the Trump Organization are arguing that the subpoena could expose Trump's confidential financial information and that it's lacking legitimate legislative purpose.
There are also several inquiries into the president's finances. What specifically was the House intending to look into by seeking these 8 years' worth of documents? What do they hope to illuminate by getting those?
These were documents that Michael Cohen referenced in his testimony to the Oversight Committee in February. And what Cohen was saying there, and at the time he brought with him, I think, about 3 years' worth of financial statements that had been prepared by Mazars, was that Trump inflated or deflated the value of his assets depending on the situation and basically for his own personal gain. And so while there's this separate effort by the House Ways and Means Committee underway to get Trump's tax returns, this effort with Mazars is specifically focused on determining whether Trump was inflating or deflating his assets depending on the situation.
And you mentioned the attempt to get the president's tax returns, which he has said he will not release as he is under audit. What else can you tell us about other efforts to obtain the president's financial information?
Well, I mean, we've seen that the House Judiciary Committee is investigating a number of fronts related to the president and his finances. They've sent letters to several agencies and to associates of the president seeking documents related to matters including his financial history. And we've also seen in the Southern District of New York, there have been some efforts to look at the role of executives at his company in these hush money payments that were arranged by Michael Cohen. So there's ongoing investigations into the president and his financial history on a number of fronts.
So, Rebecca, what's next here? We did also hear from Elijah Cummings after the lawsuit was filed on Monday.
So I think the next step is Elijah Cummings put out a statement today defending his subpoena, saying that they have the full authority to investigate this matter. In his subpoena, he had given Mazars an April 29th deadline for when they needed to turn over the requested documents. So we expect to see a hearing come likely pretty quickly because that's only a week from today. So the next step is going to come from the federal court where the Trump Organization filed their lawsuit, and we'll see, have to see how that proceeds there.
The Wall Street Journal's Rebecca Ballhaus joining me from Washington. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Now onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Less than a week after saying he didn't plan to withdraw from consideration, Herman Cain has asked President Trump not to nominate him for a seat on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. The president announced Cain's request via Twitter on Monday. He had announced his intent to nominate Cain earlier this month, but at least four Republican senators had said they would not back him, throwing his confirmation into question. The president has also indicated plans to nominate conservative commentator Stephen Moore to one of two vacant seats on the Federal Reserve's board. The cost of Social Security will exceed its income by 2020, requiring the program to tap into its nearly $3 trillion trust fund. The latest trustees report said the program's reserves would be depleted by 2035, when the program will no longer be able to pay its full scheduled benefits. They also warned that Social Security and Medicare are facing long-term funding challenges and are pushing lawmakers to work on a solution for the expected funding shortfalls. And Samsung is delaying the rollout of its foldable smartphone after tech reviewers reported that their devices had malfunctioned. The nearly $2,000 Galaxy Fold had been set for release on Friday, but will now be pushed back until at least next month. Reviewers had reported problems last week, including issues with the phone's hinges and flickering on their screens. Others had mistakenly pulled off part of the display on the phone, thinking it was a protective cover. That's what's news for Monday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.